Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Within the next 24 hours, the weather will go through some significant changes. For the rest of today, showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m., high near 68, breezy with a south wind gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tonight and overnight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9, mostly cloudy with a low around 25, chance of precipitation is 30%, and on Friday, Veterans Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. And in the news, with most of Tuesday's votes counted in Wisconsin, the major races have all been called, with the exception at this time of the Secretary of State position, where votes are still being counted. Current incumbent Democrat Doug La Follette, who has held the office for 44 years, is being challenged by Republican Amy Loudenbeck. In unofficial vote totals updated at 2:12 p.m. on Wednesday, La Follette had 48.3% of the vote compared to Loudenbeck's 48% of the vote. La Follette leads by just 7,043 votes with 99% of votes counted. AP has not yet called the race as of 8 a.m. this morning. In other close state races, current Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who declared that he would not seek a third term when he campaigned for the office in 2018, will be returning to Washington, having defeated current Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in a very close matchup. Barnes conceded to Johnson on Wednesday. Johnson garnered 50.5% of the vote, while Barnes attained 49.5%. Spending by the parties reached $144 million for advertising in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate general election. About $77 million of that was spent by Republicans, outpacing Democrats who spent $67 million. Outside groups contributed $52.8 million attacking Barnes and $37.7 million attacking Johnson, according to the campaign finance watchdog group Open Secrets. With all of the seats in the U.S. House of Representatives up for re-election this year, Wisconsin is sending all of its incumbents back to Washington, except in the 3rd District, where Democrat Ron Kain gave up his seat after 20 years in office. Right-wing conservative Republican Derek Van Orden easily defeated former Kain staffer Brad Paff. Voting results in Vernon County had Tony Evers winning the vote over his challenger Tim Michaels, Ron Johnson over Mandela Barnes, Josh Call over Eric Toney for Attorney General, Derek Van Orden over Brad Paff for 3rd CD, Loudenbeck over La Follette for Secretary of State, Lauren Oldenburg over Jane Swigum for the 96th Assembly in the state legislature, Tony Kurtz over Michael Luth in the 50th District, Howard Markline over Pat Sugan in District 17, Travis Trennell over Lynn Parrott in District 49, and Roy Torgerson for Vernon County Sheriff, winning over 3 other candidates. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.